we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Don't Trust Your Own Strength. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Damilola used to be on fire for God. After his conversion, he cut ties with worldly influences and committed himself to spiritual growth. But over time, he became overly confident, not in God's grace, but in his own strength. I know myself, he would say. I can handle it. He began hanging out again with his old unbelieving friends, not to preach to them, but to chill. He followed them to clubs, but told himself, I won't drink. He sat in places that once tempted him, thinking he had matured beyond falling. It was only a matter of time before he stumbled back into the very sins he once fled. The Bible warns us, if you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. Overconfidence in yourself is not a sign of maturity. It's often a sign of deception. Many believers fall not because they intended to sin, but because they got too close to the edge, thinking they were immune. Every Christian should have the assurance of their salvation and righteousness in Christ. This confidence anchors us and strengthens us. But that's different from self-confidence, trusting in your own strength instead of God's grace. When you truly value your purity, you avoid situations that could stain it. You don't flirt with sin, you flee from it. Those who think they're too strong to fall often stop listening to the Holy Spirit's warnings. That's when they slip. Go into today humbly depending on God's grace, not your own strength. Remember, grace doesn't just forgive sin, it empowers you to overcome it. Stay alert, stay yielded, stay safe. Prayer. Lord, keep me humble. Help me trust in your grace, not in myself. Teach me to value purity and to avoid every path that leads to sin. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 27 to 28. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job chapters 27 to 28.
And Job continued his discourse.
As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty who has made my life bitter, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not say anything wicked, and my tongue will not utter lies. I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my innocence and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live. May my enemies be like the wicked, my adversaries like the unjust. For what hope have the godless when they are cut off, when God takes away their life? Does God listen to their cry when distress comes upon them? Will they find delight in the Almighty? Will they call on God at all times? I will teach you about the power of God. The ways of the Almighty I will not conceal. You have all seen this yourselves. Why then this meaningless talk? Here is the fate God allots to the wicked, the heritage a ruthless man receives from the Almighty. However many his children, their fate is a sword. His offspring will never have enough to eat. The plague will bury those who survive him, and their widows will not weep for them. Though he heaps up silver like dust and clothes like piles of clay, what he lays up the righteous will wear, and the innocent will divide his silver. The house he builds is like a moth's cocoon, like a hut made by a watchman. He lies down wealthy, but will do so no more. When he opens his eyes, all is gone. Terrors overtake him like a flood. A tempest snatches him away in the night. The east wind carries him off, and he is gone. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls itself against him without mercy as he flees headlong from its power. It claps his hands in derision and hisses them out of their place. There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Miners put an end to the darkness. They search out the farthest recesses for ore in the blackest darkness. Far from human dwellings, they cut a shaft in places untouched by human feet. Far from other people, they dangle and sway. The earth from which food comes is transformed below as by fire. Lapis lazuli comes from its rocks, and its dust contains nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. The miner's hands assault the flinty rock and lay bare the roots of the mountains that tunnel through the rock. Their eyes see all its treasures. They search the sources of the rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. The sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be bought with the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Neither gold nor crystal can compare with it. Nor can it be had for jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. The topaz of Kush cannot compare with it. It cannot be bought with pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Destruction and death say only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.